Trend number two, digitalization drives prosperity. The information revolution was triggered by the Big Bang invention of the microprocessor in 1971 in the United States. And so far, the United States has remained the vanguard of this revolution. Prior to that event, digital computing and communications, also known as digitalization, was limited to speeding up a few scientific and administrative functions of the mass production era. It was apparent mostly in government, public utilities, and various big businesses using extremely expensive mainframes. The microprocessor ushered in 20 years, roughly 1971 to 1991, in which digitalization in the form of PCs largely replaced electromechanical and analog tools in business. That, in turn, was followed by a second 20 years, approximately from 1992 to 2011, in which digitalization in the form of the Internet, MP3 players, and cell phones served as an enhancement to the rest of life and work. Now, we're entering the third 20 years, expected to run from 2012 to 2031. When digitalization in the form of the Internet of Things, big data, and artificial intelligence will facilitate a price-performance quantum leap in virtually every aspect of our work and our lives. In the process, it will transform every aspect of the world around us, from agriculture to transportation to entertainment to healthcare. Importantly, globalization means that every country in the world will have an opportunity to adopt this technology, but its impact will depend on each country's readiness and willingness to be transformed. According to a recent study by Booz & Company, the climate for digital technology adoption is changing rapidly in nearly every country. And the study identified at least three major forces driving this shift toward digitalization. The first factor is the growing influence of the producers of digitalization technology. Digital channels created by these producers are shaping the behavior of businesses as well as human interaction in ways that make them more amenable to the new technologies. The second factor driving digitalization is the emergence of the user communities themselves, including both consumers and companies that make use of the digital infrastructure and products. Globally, sales of online IT and digital telecom products grew by 6% in 2010, and by another 6% in 2011. Consumer-oriented devices and services, including cloud-based online IT services, saw even greater growth. Demographically, the most important user group is known as Generation C, the so-called connected generation born after 1990. This demographic is constantly connected to everyone in their peer groups, creating a geometric growth in data volumes. As this generation moves into the workforce and then upward, the tools and habits of digitalization are becoming ingrained into every aspect of their lives. This alone will become a major driving force for more comprehensive, higher quality digitalization. And the third critical factor is a shift in the prevailing view of the purpose of government. In the 20th century, the focus was on the nation-state that guaranteed the welfare of its people. In the 21st century, the focus is now on creating so-called market states that expand the opportunities for citizens. This shift is being caused by the realization that nations can no longer be welfare guarantors in the face of a global economy with increasing jurisdictional competition, as described in our analysis of the trend titled Global Governance versus Jurisdictional Competition. To survive, governments need to become market makers, raising the level of opportunity for their citizens. Digitalization is helping drive this shift, while at the same time, digitalization itself is being driven by the demands of these market states. As the deployment phase of the fifth techno-economic revolution unfolds, the locations where the benefits are realized and which economies are transformed when will largely be determined by which countries are successful at leveraging digitalization to create genuine opportunity markets for their people. In a recent article for Strategy and Business that explored the link between digitalization and prosperity, authors Bahat El-Darwichi, Mylan Singh, and Sandeep Ganaduwala identified 6 key attributes of digital services and applications that can be measured to determine the level of digitalization in a country. These 6 factors are 1. Ubiquity, 2. Affordability, 3. Reliability, 4. Speed, 5. Usability, and 6. Skill. The level of digitalization, in turn, has a positive impact on reducing unemployment, improving quality of life, and boosting the average citizen's access to public services. Notably, the countries that are in the most advanced stage of digitalization experience 20% more in economic benefits than do countries that are only in the beginning stage. Assessing these measurable indicators for the 6 attributes provides a basis for ranking countries by their level of digitalization. As a result, the Booz & Company experts identified the following 4 tiers or stages of progression from low to high digitalization. Stage 1, constrained economies. These are countries that have barely begun to develop affordable internet connections, often because they're held back by political, cultural, or geographic factors. Stage 2, emerging economies. These countries have achieved significant progress in providing affordable and widespread access, but services remain below par. Stage 3, transitional economies. They provide citizens with ubiquitous, affordable, and reasonably reliable services, and usage is expanding at a relatively rapid pace. And stage 4, advanced economies. These are in the most mature stage of digitalization, and they have a talent base that can fully take advantage of digital services. The pace at which countries move through these digitalization stages is generally accelerating, whereas it took developed countries such as the U.S., the U.K., and Germany 4 years on average to move through the emerging stage to the transitional stage, countries such as the United Arab Emirates, Kuwait, and Estonia are taking less than 2 years to make the same move. This is not surprising, since emerging countries are learning from the successes and mistakes experienced by the developed nations that are leading the way. Additionally, young economies can benefit from more mature technologies and markets and their lower prices. These and other factors have enabled some countries to jump directly from emerging countries to higher levels of digitalization, largely skipping the transitional stage. The increase in prosperity associated with increased digitalization has been measurable. In a study of 150 countries, Booz & Company determined that for each 10% increase in digitalization, there is an average increase in just over 0.5% in GDP. Booz also concluded that the impact of an increase in digitalization in an advanced economy is far higher than in early-stage economies because the underlying virtuous feedback cycle is stronger. Therefore, as a country moves along a line of digitalization, its growth pace accelerates. Job creation is another positive impact of digitalization. The study showed that when digitalization rises by 10%, the nation's unemployment rate dropped by 0.84%. Quality of life is also improved. In developed economies, there was an average gain of 1.3 points on the Better Life Index for every 10-point increase in their digitalization score. And an increase in digitalization also results in better delivery of government services, such as public education. Where there was a 10-point increase in digitalization in developing countries, the inequality-adjusted education index bumped up an average of 0.17 points. These results confirm what is intuitive. Digitalization drives economic, social, and political change in a desirable way. In the deployment stage of the information revolution, which we've just entered, this phenomenon will only become more significant. In light of this trend, consider the following forecasts. First, through at least 2025, the diverging economic futures of countries will be predicated on one key factor, their adoption of information and communications technology. It will be up to policymakers to shift the focus from mere access to adoption and usage. Simply making sure broadband infrastructure and high-speed access to the Internet are in place will not be enough. Policymakers will serve their countries well by focusing on five key imperatives. 1. Make digitalization a top priority on the national agenda. Support will be necessary from the highest levels of government for the wide-ranging benefits of digitalization to be realized. At the same time, the tools of digitalization need to be viewed as enablers of socioeconomic development, not as sources of tax revenue. 2. Develop a better governance model that sets policy, regulates companies and activity, invests in developing the sector, and enables public services. 3. Adopt an ecosystem philosophy that aims to position the country where telecommunications, media, and technology industries converge, and the value chain, including infrastructure, applications, and usage, are integrated. 4. Enable competition that encourages innovation and drives adoption. And 5. Stimulate demand. One way to create demand is to give citizens the ability to pay taxes, renew driver's licenses, and enroll in school using broadband networks. For some policymakers, the growing statistics that reveal the positive effects of digitalization will be a wake-up call. They'll be motivated to discover ways to fill the gaps in their own nation's capabilities that will enable them to take a big leap forward. Second, to thrive or even survive, every large enterprise will need to adopt a truly global perspective regarding its innovation strategies. Since the early 90s, most firms have at least paid lip service to this priority, but now it needs to move to center stage. A focus on just one market or region will no longer be enough. Strategic thinking will have to go into designing innovation hubs and how to connect them. This is because many emerging markets are now moving very quickly, and key innovations are being developed in markets of large numbers of people who, for the first time, are becoming consumers. This is happening through the power of digitalization, which will not only drive prosperity, but will also enable innovations to come from different places, develop in different ways, and move and travel in different directions. As a result, developed nations will need to innovate even faster to maintain a competitive edge. And third, in the rush to digitalization, companies, as well as countries, will need to consider the strategic implications of ICT decisions they make. Goods and services from the information, communication, and technology sectors will increasingly shape the quality and distinctiveness of a company's capabilities. Information technology will no longer be a supporting factor in the business, but will be integrated into every aspect of delivering results to customers. Therefore, the choice of IT vendors will need to include an accurate forecast of the vendor's future. Getting locked into an unsustained technology system will be a recipe for disaster. This issue will be essential for decision makers in companies in every industry.